Members, we'll go ahead and call to order the meeting of the Finance and Facilities Subcommittee for today, January 12th. We will now come to order. Members, make sure that you turn your microphone on when answering for roll call. Cheryl, please call the roll to get us started.
Chair Yarbrough.
Here.
Representatives Benjamin.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Bisotta Cabrera.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Taney.
Here.
Duran.
Here.
Garrison.
Yep.
Hunchowski.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
Coster.
Here.
Mello is excused. Mooney.
Here.
Morales.
Present.
Persons Mulica.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Stevenson.
Here.
Tan.
Here.
The quorum is.
Thank you. Cheryl, members, make sure that you silence your cell phones or turn those off if you would so it doesn't disrupt the meeting and members of the audience as well. So members, happy new year. And today we have two bills on our agenda, so we will get right to those. I see Chair Toledo is with us. So if you'll make your way to the podium, Chair Toledo, you have HB 357 related to pharmacies and pharmacy benefit managers. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair and Vice Chair and members. I'm back to talk about PBM reform this year with House Bill 357. We heard this bill last year, House Bill 1155, and passed it on the House floor unanimously. And if you can recall, this bill is seeking to promote transparency and accountability among pharmacy benefit managers. These are the middlemen between the health insurers, managed care plans, prescription drug manufacturers, and pharmacists. PBMs are responsible for regulating prices of medications by handling negotiations and payments within the supply chain. PBMs regularly audit pharmacies and health insurance, managed care plan networks, to verify that claims are submitted and processed properly. The Florida Pharmacy Act establishes regulations and sets a set of protections for pharmacies relating to these audits, but there is currently no enforcement mechanisms to ensure PBMs conduct fair audits and don't unfairly penalize pharmacies for basic clerical or typographical mistakes. House Bill 357 moves the regulations currently in the Pharmacy Code to the statute that covers the Office of Insurance Regulation, OIR, giving OIR explicit enforcement authority over how PBMs conduct these audits. The bill also enables a pharmacy to appeal decisions as to whether a claim is due and the amount of the claim payment. Finally, through House Bill 357, a $10,000 fine would be imposed if a PBM does not register with OIR as required by law. That is the bill.
Thank you, Chair Toledo, for explaining the bill. Members, we are now open for questions on HB 357. Questions? Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Representative, for bringing this bill forward. I was just wondering, does the bill also deal with the anti-free market issue of steering?
You're recognized.
Thank you. And thank you for that question. No, this bill is very narrow in scope, and hopefully we can unveil some of those practices. But this bill just deals with the OIR enforcement.
Additional question?
Follow-up?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Is that something you'd consider, including in your bill?
You recognize.
Thank you. Yes, I would consider that.
Okay. Thank you. No further.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on. We have no amendments on the bill. Public testimony. We have a handful of cards that have been handed in, some of them waving. On the bill, we have Jake Farmer with Walgreens, and he is, Mr. Farmer? I don't see Mr. Farmer, okay. Claudia DeVant, Florida Pharmacy Association.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I, too, am here again talking about PBM reform. I am here on behalf of the Florida Pharmacy Association, and I've had the honor of representing this organization for 7 years, and I've been arguing for PBM reform for just about as many. I want to take a minute to thank the sponsor and the co-sponsors for doing, in the words of your speaker, being skeptical and not being afraid of making hard choices, and for supporting this good policy over what can be challenging politics, and I hope the rest of this committee will do the same. In the interest of brevity, I will spare you my knowledge of why this bill should go much, much further, and to reform an unregulated industry that even ACCO's report shows uses anti-competitive practices against any unaffiliated pharmacy. And I want to make sure that you guys understand any unaffiliated pharmacy. That's not just independent pharmacies. As you notice, Jake Farmer from Walgreens has waved in support, and the National Association of Chain Drugstores will also do the same. So it's not just an independent pharmacy issue. So I would just instead reiterate that this bill does not contain any new regulations, contrary to what others might say. It simply moves current law from the section of the pharmacy code to the section of that overseeing OIR so that there is actual oversight by a regulatory body to enforce, if need be, compliance with existing law. And to paraphrase Representative Toledo's, it's existing law that simply puts uniform and fair practices in place around the way PBMs audit pharmacies and their network. That's all this bill does, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, and I'll accept any questions.
Thank you, Ms. DeVant. We appreciate you being with us today. Thank you very much. Next, Kelly Millett with Small Business Pharmacies. Thank you, Ms. Millett, waving in support. Michael Jackson with Florida Pharmacy Association. He's waving in support. Okay, thank you, sir. Greg Black, National Association of Chain Drugstores. Waving in support. Thank you, Mr. Black. Cynthia Henderson, Epic Pharmacies. Waving in support. Thank you, Ms. Henderson. We also have Jan Gorey with Tampa General Hospital. Waving in support. Okay, thank you, Ms. Gorey. David Micah, Florida Hospital Association, waving in support. Thank you. Michael Fisher with Florida Independent Pharmacy Network, waving in support. Jay Williams, American Pharmacy Cooperative, waving in support. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Chris Newland, Florida Gastroenterologic Society, waving in support. Mr. Newland, thank you. Chris Newland, also with Florida Chapter of the American College of Physician Services, waving in support. And that concludes our appearance cards. Members, we're now in debate on the bill. Debate. Members wishing to debate on the bill. Representative Chaney, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair Yarborough. I just want to thank Representative Toledo for being persistent with this bill. This is a very important issue to Floridians, and I am a proud co-sponsor of this bill.
Thank you, Representative Chaney. Vice Chair Caruso, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, thank you, Representative, for bringing this bill forward. You know, PBMs for so many years have operated without any regulation from the state and federal government, and, you know, we're finally starting to dabble in that arena. And I've made my position pretty well known that in the past that in this area of our healthcare system needs to be totally revamped. In fact, the mention of the word steering makes my blood boil. And I'm disappointed that I look forward actually to working with you on maybe including that into this bill. But that being said, I'm excited this bill addresses some of the abuses and anti-competitive overreach that PBMs inflict on pharmacies through their audit procedures. It's wrong, it needs to stop, and we need to make sure that we have the teeth to put an end to it. So I'm in complete favor of the bill. I'd rather see you've got a fine of $10,000 in there. I'd like to see it be $1 million, because $10,000 to a PBM like Caremark is nothing. I'd like to see it be a lot bigger, but I want to thank you for taking on these giants. It's a David Goliath kind of thing, and leveling the playing field. So I'm in favor of it. I hope everybody else is, good luck.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Additional members? Representative Stevenson, recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's very important if we pass a law that people participate. So I appreciate that you're adding the fine, but having it annual, I guess echoing a little bit of what Representative Caruso also observed, and I haven't been involved in the auditing procedures or anything like that, but at least if it was annual, those names wouldn't fall off the radar. So I will definitely be supporting your bill, and I appreciate your diligent work. I believe private small pharmacies have for many years provided unique services to the public, and sometimes they're the only ones there to serve smaller markets and do an important lifeline. So thank you. Appreciate that. Recognition, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Stevenson. Representative Salzman, recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to apologize for not having my name on it sooner. I didn't realize that it was coming up, but I'm really excited that you're spearheading this, and I look forward to co-sponsoring it.
Thank you. Representative Mooney, recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for this bill. Last year, I learned about this, and I called a dear friend of mine, a former student, who was an independent pharmacist, and I learned very quickly about clawbacks and how it destroyed his business. At the end of the day, he basically sold his business for a penny. And so thank you for bringing this forward and look forward to continue it to morph. And I do agree $10,000 is a drop in the bucket, but I guess it's a start. So thank you.
Thank you. Additional debate. Additional debate. Okay. All right, seeing none, Representative Toledo, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair, for hearing this bill first and foremost so we can start this conversation. You know, it's a very important one. I've talked to many of you at length on the practices, but this is just the start so we can continue those conversations and hopefully you guys can add to the process. That's what this process is for. But last year we passed this bill. Hopefully we can get even more stuff in this bill, and that's what I hope to do. And with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Chair Toledo, having closed on the bill, Cheryl, please call the roll on HB 357 and announce the vote.
Representatives Benjamin?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Russo?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Hentofsky? Joseph?
Yes, rooting for you.
Foster?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. We will show the bill reported favorably. Thank you, Chair Toledo.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon. Thank you. Members, our second bill today is House Bill 855, Managed Care Plan Performance, by Representative Bartleman. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair Yarbrough. Thank you for allowing me to present my bill here today. I also want to thank Vice Chair Caruso and Ranking Member Joseph and all of the committee members. House Bill 855 will hopefully you'll spark your memories and you'll remember this bill. It passed through the House last session, and so we're bringing it through one more time to hopefully it will cross the finish line in the Senate. Okay, so if you remember this bill, it has to do with Florida's Medicaid program. Florida's Medicaid program covers approximately 4.5 million low-income individuals and represents approximately one-third of our total budget last year. Research shows that healthcare disparities cost healthcare systems billions of dollars. In order to ensure that Medicaid dollars are efficiently and effectively spent in the state of Florida, it is imperative that we collect data to make informed decisions. While current law requires the Managed Medical Assistance Program, the MMA, overseen by the Agency for Healthcare Administration, ACA, to collect portions of the adult and child core set data, this bill expands these measures to include all adult core set behavioral health measures as required by the latest federal law. This bill also directs MMA plans to break down the data based on common indicators of healthcare disparities, including disability, race, age, primary language, ethnicity, and sex, so that policymakers can make informed decisions. This data will enable ACA and Medicaid managed care plan providers to see Floridians' needs more precisely and will bring greater transparency and accountability. Thank you for allowing me to present House Bill 855, Chair.
Thank you, Representative, for explaining the bill. And we are now open for questions, members. Any questions on the bill? Questions? Okay, seeing none, we have no amendments on the bill, so we'll move into public testimony. We have a couple of cards. David Micah, Florida Hospital Association, waving in support. Thank you, Mr. Micah. And Etta Fernandez with AARP, waving in support. Thank you. All right, that concludes our public testimony and appearance cards. Members, we're now in debate. Members wishing to debate? Any debate? Okay. All right, seeing none, Representative Bartleman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I just want to say thank you and wave my close so you can get to your other business. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Bartleman, having closed on the bill, Cheryl, please call the roll on HB 855 and announce the vote.
Representatives Benjamin?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Duran?
Yes.
Garrison?
Yes.
Hentofsky? Joseph?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Persons Mullica?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Chair Yarbrough?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Cheryl. By your action, we will show House Bill 855 reported favorably. Thank you, Representative. Thank you. Members, that concludes our agenda for today, so I appreciate you being here and for your attention and engagement. And with that, we will adjourn our meeting. Representative Persons-Mullica moves we rise. Seeing no objection, we're adjourned. Thank you.